Hashem, I'll don't forget anybody tonight. Shabbat is going to be at 4:25. Shabbat is already 4:25. So everybody, please make ishtadlut to be here on time. Tomorrow, 8:45, so Hashem. So the last thing that we touched on is the somebody who is not home. And we mentioned that if he's going to be stuck someplace, he's getting home very late, then he should have his wife light the candles with the kids, or you can ask his bar mitzvah boy to do it. But from here, this is something that we touched on before. That is, when it's not the same if one or two people light it, and as opposed to the entire family being there and the entire family lighting it, because you can talk about the holiday, you can sit and you can eat and you can tell the kids stories, and really it's all up to you to plant in their heart the love of the holiday, the something that's going to stick with them forever. So you have to make an effort. Even somebody like me that comes home late every night, try doing Hanukkah, try to get home by 6, 7 o'clock, whatever it is, before people go to sleep, you can all participate in lighting the Hanukkah candles. Because again, like anything else, what you invest in the kids now is going to stay with them forever, and our job is to implant the love of the holidays, the love of Torah in their hearts. We mentioned also if somebody is away, so now what do we do? In a lot of places you have a custom where if you have a guest coming and he's staying by a friend's house, so he gives the Baal HaBayit, he gives him a quarter, or he gives him something, he says, I want to be a partner in this mitzvah. Okay, if somebody goes to a hotel and he's there with the whole family, then he would light at a hotel. Somebody who's in yeshiva, and we said there's a couple of different minhagim, where the minhag Sfarad is that the father lights at home, and the whole family is yotze. Okay, and minhag Ashkenaz is that generally everybody lights for themselves. But if you're in your yeshiva and you have a couple of roommates, generally they're going to light downstairs in the eating room. Everybody's going to light together, so they're going to enjoy the candles. So over there, they don't have to participate. They're all together. But if you have two roommates, let's say you have two guys that have an apartment, they're roommates. If they're the type of roommates who, everything in the refrigerator, everybody's got his own shelf. Everybody buys his own stuff. Nobody shares. Then roommates like that need to have two candlelights. But if they're roommates that share stuff, I buy, you buy, we share, the food is ours, then it's enough that they light one candle, because everything else in the house is something that they share. Okay? So those guys, those people like that, only need to light one candle. Also, he says, he talks about soldiers. So we mentioned the fact that if they're lighting for you at home, okay, then you're Yosef. But let's say for soldiers, if they're in a place where they're protecting, so it's a mitzvah for them to light candles. Why? Because other people see it. Okay, so this is the whole inyan is to pursue us, just like we're supposed to light candles after Arvit, but in Bet Knesset we light before Arvit. Why? To glorify, to advertise the miracle of Hanukkah. So this is something that we do, and that's it. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue next week. And again, try to do usually if somebody should be over bar mitzvah to light candles, but let's say the mother doesn't know how to read Hebrew, and her boy goes to yeshiva, he's 10 years old, he knows how to read, so you can let him, because he knows, he understands the brachot. Somebody who's chas v'shalom blind, he says he really doesn't, he can't light it, but he says he's also obligated in Hanukkah candles. So what he does is he asks his wife to light it. If he doesn't have a wife, he's a single person. Generally, a lot of times they have someone who helps him, who's an ozer. So somebody like that would help him light the candles, and then he's also yotze the mitzvah. Next week.